salt of the earth. Jesus compares us, his children, to salt and light. Both have common and unique properties. The common properties include a massive influencing power to their surroundings. The properties are inherent, their fundamental quality. As Christ shines through us, we will experience changes from within, transforming us. Understanding salt and light in the times of Christ will help us to understand what we can be as the salt and light of the world. First, salt purifies and cleanses. Elisha's purifying of the waters of Jericho by using salt symbolizes the power of God through the purifying property of salt. 2 Kings 2:21 says, "He went out to the spring and threw salt into it, saying, 'This is what the Lord says, I have healed this water.'" Secondly, salt preserves. It prevents decay by delaying putrefaction. Exodus 30:35 says, "And make a fragrant blend of incense, the work of a perfumer. It has to be salted and pure and sacred." Thirdly, salt seasons. Salt has the ability to give flavor to that which is otherwise bland. Colossians 4:5-6 says, "Let your conversation be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Fourthly, the covenant of salt. A permanent agreement between God and his people. 2 Chronicles 13:5 says, "Don't you know that the Lord God of Israel has given the kingship of Israel to David and his descendants forever by a covenant of salt?" We often use the term, "Mai tumhara namak khaya," I have eaten your salt, in Hindi, indicating an enduring relationship after sharing a meal. Salt was money. Salt was in fact a form of wages in those days. That is where the term, "you are worth your salt," came from. If the salt loses its saltiness, it has to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. This could happen when salt was transported by sea and hit by the waves till only a chemical remains. It is then used for filling roads and trampled underfoot. As Christians, we can be supremely impactful or completely worthless. When we abandon the purpose God has for our lives, we lose our worth from his perspective. When we fulfill it, God makes us far more valuable than we have ever imagined. What is the inherent quality in our lives? Does it give flavor to all around?